Tappers, what's going on? How you doing? It is Saturday, January 26th. Hope everybody is doing well, having a good weekend. This is Free Talk Weekends, presented by the Daily Tap or presented by Snowtap WI, whatever you prefer. Basically, how Free Talk works, we chat for 10 to 15 minutes. I check in on you, give you a few takes on things that are happening in the local Wisconsin world, and then we head out to the national. Sometimes they are about sports, sometimes they're not. If you only have a topic where you kind of want me to riff on something, I'm happy to do it. Hit me up, Snowtap WI, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Thanks to all that have signed up to like us on Facebook. I've much appreciated. I guess you're not signing up, but you're liking us, which we appreciate greatly. So if this is the first time checking out the podcast, make sure you go to iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Any of those will get the job done for subscribing, whatever you do prefer. Google Play also works as well. So excited to talk to you guys. I was going to try to do this earlier today before the basketball games, but ran into doing some errands and all that jazz. So here we are. Both Badgers and Marquette played at 1 o'clock. So we'll talk about both here to begin. So we'll start with Marquette. So Marquette has a great win against Xavier. They went 87-82. Marquette was trailing for part of that second half, actually. Xavier had a 11-point lead at one point and really kind of didn't look like Marquette's day. The officials were pretty bad. They were kind of favoring the home team, and it just did not seem like the Golden Eagles were going to have enough. Theo John had five fouls and like 13 minutes of play. He barely played at all. He really only had two fouls that were his fault. So really a tough game for Marquette, but they overcame. They overcame. They won this one, and a lot of it was due to the Housers and Marcus Howard. Marcus Howard, Joey Hauser, and Sam Hauser all played nearly 40 minutes, nearly played the distance. 31 points for Howard. Joey Hauser had a career high 21, and Sam Hauser had 20. The three of those guys were pretty much the main factors in winning this game. That is a combined 72 of the 87 points. Pretty damn good. Hard to beat that. And all three were in their bags at different points of this game. And they are as good of a tandem or trio as you can get. And Joey's really going to develop into a hell of a player. Marquette still hasn't proven to us that they can play defense on the road. Their defensive efficiency numbers continue to not be strong. And granted, they did do well against Xavier in the final 6 minutes. Xavier had a drought of about 6 minutes that led Marquette back to being in front in this game. But still, they really did not play well defensively. Also, too, the turnovers continue to be an issue for Marquette. It's not something that's been getting better. They had only 9 today, but Marcus Howard had 4. This is now, I think, he's up to 34 over his last 6 games. Not great for Howard. So 9's an okay number, but still, they need to get better, especially from Howard. So they go on the road again against Butler. I think that game is Wednesday. That'll be a tough one for Marquette, without question, because Butler has been a place where I don't know if Marquette has won there since joining the Big East. I would have to look that up for you, but I don't think they have. That is going to be a mountain to climb for the Marquette Golden Eagles. As for the Badgers, they took care of business today. Really no problems handling Northwestern. They win 62-46. Ethan Happ drops his second triple-double. I think Ethan Happ is running away with the Big Ten Player of the Year. I know some will want him as the National Player of the Year. I just don't think he does enough. I think while he's a good defender, I still think the free throw issues is a factor. I mean, he was 1 of 5 from the free throw line. I mean, Happ, not to be like a hater in the house, but he was 6 of 15. Like, yeah, he had 11 assists, he had 12 rebounds, but he did not really have that great of an offensive performance. Still, though, he deserves some credit. Also, Brad Davidson had 18 points. Demetric Trice and Davidson were both really good in this game, and I think that's what is the kind of the recipe for the Badgers. If you're like, how are the Badgers going to make a deep run in the Big Ten tournament as well as the NCAA tournament? It starts with those secondary players. If it's not going to be Nate Reavers, it has to be Davidson or Trice. Those guys have to sort of start contributing. So good win for the Badgers. They kind of keep it rolling. They've now won 3 straight. They're 6-3 in the Big Ten. They will head out to Nebraska on, I believe that is Tuesday night. Yeah, they'll be in Nebraska on Tuesday before hosting Maryland for a big game next Friday night. That Nebraska game is another place like Marquette with Butler. They've not played well in Lincoln in the past. Nebraska, though, is struggling. The wheels are kind of slowly teetering off. They're definitely on a runaway apple cart, and Nebraska and Butler both need wins. So both Wisconsin teams will be tested this week against teams in desperate need of wins. This is kind of that season. This next like 3 weeks, we have the teams who either it kind of makes or breaks their season. They're on the bubble. No question about it that Butler and Nebraska are both finding themselves there. So kind of going to be tough for both teams. We'll see if they can keep going. Marquette also has won their last 15 of 16 games. First time they've done that since 2001-2002 season. Shouts to Anonymous Eagle for providing that stat to us. Another team won in Wisconsin, keeping the Wisconsin vibes going. The Milwaukee Bucks pulled one out of their ass as well on Friday night. So Bucks were trailing most of that game. The Hornets, being the pesky team that they are, were bothering the Bucks. Nobody really could make a shot. The Bucks were 6-31 from the three-point line. But Giannis Antetokounmpo and Malcolm Brogdon had themselves a great fourth quarter. Giannis scored 10. Malcolm Brogdon scored 9. And they powered the Bucks back. They were 32-12. It was how the fourth quarter finished up. The Bucks switched their defensive to more of a switching style against the Hornets in the fourth quarter. That seemed to really bug and frustrate Charlotte, and that affected them. Now, Kemba did get hurt down the stretch, which you could argue kind of made a difference in this game, but no matter that, the Bucks sort of found their secret sauce against the Hornets. So we'll see. I think these teams meet again. I'm not sure. I'd have to look. It's always tough with the Southeast and Atlantic, but if they were to meet the Hornets again, and if it is not till the playoffs, I bet you'll see more of that switching style defense for the Bucks to sort of mitigate what the Hornets have been doing. Also locally this weekend, if you're bearing the cold to go out to Brewers on Deck tomorrow, I'll be very interested to see if there's any headlines from that. I don't expect there to be. Just based off of, there isn't really a dramatic thing. Last year, you had Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich sign, and they, I believe, both came to Brewers on Deck, and all of a sudden, this rush. I think what the fans will realize and what maybe will be the takeaway is that everybody is really excited for this Brewer season, and everybody really thinks that this is going to be a big year for the Brewers. I would offer you got to keep tempered expectations. I was talking to my dad about that, who's a diehard Brewer fan, and just sort of explaining how, like, look, everything broke right for them last year. You cannot expect everything to be peaches and cream. Like, the baseball, it's really hard to be consistently good at baseball. And so hopefully the Brewers can keep it up, but I am sort of coming in with tempered expectations. I'm not a Mitch Ross here. I'm not ready to be like, they're only going to win 85 games. That's not it at all. It's more just understanding reading the room, right? And understanding that this Brewers team has, you know, they have to stay healthy and they have to probably get some sort of an ace pitcher. And if it is someone on the staff now or it's someone they acquire before the season, they're going to need that pitcher to be successful. And, you know, Keston Hara is probably the biggest wild card of this whole thing. If Hara comes up middle of through the year and just becomes a beast on the offense, that takes the Brewers to another level. So you gotta look out for that. All right, let's wrap it up with a few kind of quick hitters. So as kind of mentioned, the cold, it is brutally cold. It's going to be cold all week. If you're still wearing shorts out in this state of Wisconsin, you are a bona fide asshole. Like, you're not tough. You're not strong. You're not showing yourself that you run hot. Just wear some goddamn pants. It's not hard. I understand it's a lot of fat guys. Look, I'm fat too. I get it. Sometimes shorts, pants don't really fit us that well. But guess what? You got to throw something on. They have pants for big guys. You can wear sweats. You can wear joggers. Like, you don't have to like wear jeans. I'm not asking you to do that. But wearing shorts doesn't make you some sort of tough guy. So take care of your legs. Your legs don't need that. If I see you with your shorts out, I'm going to slap your calves because that's what you deserve. All right, another thing that caught my eye this week. So Albert Breer was taking pictures around the airport while he was waiting, I guess. I forget. I don't know what. I think it was Atlanta's airport. I'm pretty sure it was Atlanta's. And then Breer had to, like, apologize because he's like, oh, I'm sorry for the airport workers dealing with government shutdown. It's like, dude, really? That's where we got into Twitter, where you can't just laugh at certain things that are happening around the airport. Like, that's all he was doing. He wasn't making fun of workers or complaining about him being there. He was just sort of lounging around. So he caught a picture of a guy wearing an Aaron Hernandez Patriot jersey. Now, I understand that jerseys are expensive, especially authentic ones. But is Aaron Hernandez the worst jersey you can wear? Like, that has to be so far up there. Like, that might be number one, at least in now. Like, if you saw Ray Carruth out in public, that'd be really fucking bad. Ray Carruth would be awful. Like, that, to me, I think actually beats Aaron Hernandez. I don't know. Yeah, Ray Carruth does. Ray Carruth was a piece of shit. That's pretty bad. Carl Everett's terrible. Greg Hardy would be real bad. Ray Rice. I mean, any of those would be terrible. But, like, Aaron Hernandez to me seems like the one where you see a guy wearing an Aaron Hernandez jersey and you, A, wonder if, like, they roll in the same gang or if that they just have absolutely no sense of, again, reading the room and understanding that, hey, maybe, just maybe, I know I spent $300 on this because I liked the guy when he played with Gronk. Maybe I should just hang this in a room, if that. If not, maybe give it to Goodwill. And then someone can wear it for a Halloween costume and then be called problematic. That's probably what should happen. Instead, they're rocking it in a fucking airport of all places. Bucks could be hosting an All-Star game. That was out there. Greg Matzik kind of did the investigative reporting on that. They could be hosting it in 2023. They are up for it. There has not been anything made official. If they did get it, basically the Rust Belt would have the All-Star game for 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023. Chicago, Indiana, Cleveland, and Milwaukee. So then you'd ask, would Detroit be next? I mean, it would kind of be crazy to have the entire Central. Although I don't kind of hate that concept. Like, keep it in one part of the country and be like, all right, then you guys get it. And now we're going to go out west for the next 5 years. Don't hate it. I would love the All-Star game to be here. I think that'd be a lot of fun. It'd be a good time. I would you go to the dunk contest? I mean, the price on tickets would be astronomical. Also, in 2023 for the All-Star game, your boy would be 34. Yikes. Heading into 35, holy boy, that's not great. That doesn't make me feel good. So yes, anyways, we'll see if that happens. I've just now depressed myself thinking about being 34 or 35. That's crazy. Also, what's crazy is James Harden. He continues his hot streak. He is still on that 30-point mark. It's like, when do we get to that point where we're broadcasting every Rockets game to see how far Harden can keep this record going? Because it's incredible. It's incredible. I know that Bill Simmons and Shea Serrano talked about it a little bit, about how basically once Chris Paul comes back, it's kind of, that record will probably disintegrate. But still, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Chris Paul still will not let it die. And we'll just say, we got to keep this record going for James. Other things that caught my eye, CBS is not allowing a medical marijuana ad on their Super Bowl. They said, hey, it's not good because it damages brains and damages your body when you have all the alcohol ads in the world. I'm not a big pro-weed guy, but at the same time, that excuse is fucking terrible. That is almost as bad, to wrap it up, with the other excuse we heard from Mart Emmert, the president of the NCAA, who said about esports, I'm not really sure we're interested in sponsoring a sport where the goal is to blow somebody's head off. When you are in the business of football and lacrosse and hockey that all deal with concussions, where people's heads aren't getting blown off, but their heads are getting permanently damaged sometimes. So please explain to me that, Mark Emmert. But that will do it. Tell me which one of those is worse. Is it Emmert or CBS for their excuses for why they're not doing certain things. All right, that does it for Free Talk. Hope you guys enjoyed this week. As always, if you want to talk about something next week, we'll obviously pre-Super Bowl, get that fired up. Nolan Murphy will be back in Milwaukee. Maybe we'll get Murph on the Free Talk and chat with him a little bit. We'll be back on Monday. We'll talk about Bucks Thunder. We'll also look towards the Super Bowl. Maybe if there's anything, I doubt there's anything worthy of the Pro Bowl mentioning. Maybe talk about the Packer new hire as well, which we didn't mention. Mike Smith, worth a talk or two on Monday. All right, take care, guys. Have yourself a great rest of the weekend. Stay warm if you are here in Wisconsin. All right, peace.